Yeah, what's up? It's the Red Alpha Rush Show. Monday, June 8, 2020. Dropping the 3-peat on your ass. Hopefully everybody have a great day. Look like it's going to be some severe weather. But, you know, it's typical summertime, you know, weather. So, you know, hopefully, you know, y'all have a great day today. But today's topic is going to be about coons in Hollywood and just black coons, period. And the one thing that just irritates me is a black coon. It's like, you know, black people, we gotta go do so much in life. We gotta overcome stuff. It's just so many obstacles that we have to do just to be black. And you just, and being a coon is just like it's a sucker move to me. Like, you just think the white man is so much in power, and you gotta say all this stuff, and they be quick to forgive the white man. He'll say some racist shit. As soon as a black person say something, they don't even want to defend the black person, man. Like with this Drew Brees situation, man. Like, he meant what he say and shit. And you get people like on the Saints team, oh, we gonna forgive him and shit. Man, if that was fucking a black quarterback, if that was fucking Cam Newton, say something about white people, I bet you Michael Thomas and Shaq and Charles Barkley, they wouldn't say shit. They'll be so quiet. They wouldn't, man. They always want to put the white man on a pedestal and be quick to forget a white man. Like, man, y'all some straight fucking coons, man. Oh, y'all coon. Y'all bend over and get fucked in the ass, man. Y'all scared to talk about white people because y'all scared y'all wallet gonna get fucked up. Because you know, the white people got the money to everything. They got the power. You know, that's why these black people, you know what I'm saying, they don't be standing up for nothing. Like me and my niggas say, all these rappers are rap and go home backpack ass niggas, man. These niggas rap and go home. You'll never see a rapper like Tupac, man. You'll never see a nigga like that no more. You think Kendrick, I ain't see Kendrick Lamar now one fucking time saying shit. You see J. Cole out for about 20 minutes out there, but man, none of these rappers don't want to hurt their pockets, man. These white people don't care about these niggas. Man, that's a white person's dream. It's for, you know, it's for these rappers. They want these rappers to talk negative about the black community and shit. Talk negative and shit. Talk about killing each other. That's what white people want, man. White people don't want no positive shit like some Public Enemy Tupac shit, uplifting shit. They'd rather for that ratchet ghetto shit, that Megan Stallion goof ass Turk and shit, man. I ain't got nothing against her, but you know, I'm just saying, y'all feel my point is, you know, white people are intimidated by smart black people, and they're not intimidated by ratchet, ignorant black people. So they will always spend the money on these rappers and give them money and shit, man. There's no real revolutionists no more, man. And all these people going to George Floyd's funeral and shit, to Tiffany Haddish and T.I., man. Look, it's hard for me to go to people's funeral. I really know, man. Like, what is the point of going to this man's funeral? I know y'all paying homage and shit, but y'all doing clout and shit, man. These people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these black people is the two C's, clout and coons. That's what I'm gonna call this episode, clout and coons. They do anything for clout, anything for popularity, anything to put their name in and shit. You be looking at these funerals, they be having like they had a fucking Grammy Award show speech or some shit. It's like, it's nothing genuine no more. People don't even do shit from the heart no more. People do shit for their own benefits. That's what people do these days. They do shit for their own benefits. And I don't even think that shit is cool. You just doing shit for benefits. You going to George Floyd's funeral. No, not one thing about this, man. The only motherfucker celebrity that know him is Steven Jackson. That's the only motherfucker got the right to go to that man's funeral. But for all these other coons and clout motherfuckers, man, come on now. Fuck paying homage, man. They still coons and clout, man. People, that's what's wrong with people. They clout chasers, man. Street clout chasers. They do anything for fucking clout. And these white people are just loving this shit, man. Black people are just, we are powerful, but we not at the same time. It's a fucked up situation. Like, we could control shit. End of the day, white people won't be like us. They really do want to be like us to their own convenience and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just need more strong black people out here, man. All these coons and shit. That shit ain't cool, man. I know when Drew Brees dropped that shit, all them coons gonna fucking back him up and shit. He know what he's gonna say. What, he gonna stand by his statement, knowing motherfuckers got a block for him and shit and win games in the locker room? All them niggas in the locker room. You think that nigga fucking gonna say something? He probably called Trump on the phone and he probably was laughing about that shit. Why would Trump just say some stupid shit like that? Man, them niggas friends, man. Y'all black people need to stop fucking get off them tent wall buck trees and fucking realize what's going on in the fucking world, man. Y'all need to stand up for your own fucking people and stop fucking kissing these white people asses, man. Y'all be acting like white people so fucking superior, man. This ain't the fucking color purple no more. This ain't the fucking 40s. This is the year 2020, man. Black people making fucking moves, man. Y'all need to stop sucking on the white man's dick, man. Fuck. You act like y'all fucking on the color purple and shit. Man, fuck these white people, man. Straight up, man. Black power, black pride, man. And that's points, period, motherfuckers.